are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your medical questions, your calls, anything you want to talk about, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is the only medical talk show where we talk about mainstream medicine, answer your questions, really get into the deep, deep, juicy meat of these medical subjects. And that's just what we do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot of interesting stories to talk about today. Apparently, somebody has stolen a vial of a deadly virus. We need to talk about that. We also need to revisit bioterrorism, what we have to protect ourselves with, salt, and us eating too much salt, putting us at risk for autoimmune diseases. And we have Bill Gates offering up to $1 million for the next generation condom. Yes, next generation condom. I guess condoms have to change for generations. So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but not too busy to take your calls, your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Apparently, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation has, I guess, the Grand Challenges Exploration Initiative. And good for them, you know, for using their money and their foundation to do research. I think that's great. But what they want to do now is improve the lives of the world's poorest people. And they think a new innovative condom could do that. Philanthropist and Microsoft founder, according to Fox News here, Bill Gates is offering startup funds of $100,000 to anyone who could come up with the next generation condom. The condom must be effective at lowering the chance of STDs, but also offer an incentive for men and women to use it, as if not getting HIV and dying is an incentive enough. If chosen, the foundation will continue to fund the condom up to $1 million. All right? Yes, that is still a lot of money, even for the Gates. All right? Okay, I know people go, oh, they're rich. That's it, just $1 million. Come on, they do a lot of philanthropy. Cut them some slack. They say to overcome persistent health and development problems, we need new game-changing ideas. This is according to Chris Wilson, Director of Global Health Discovery and Translation Science at the Foundation. He says, inspiration can come from anywhere, and we are hopeful that this new round of Grand Challenges Explorations will uncover innovative approaches to improve lives around the world. I mean, I think the problem with condoms, really, is you lose them. I mean, it's not like it's something already attached to the body, not that you could have it attached because you got to pee and stuff. But I think the problem is, I mean, I remember in college days, not for me, what my friends told me, okay, so this is secondhand, that, I mean, you know, you would hope that the guy would have his wallet that day and have a condom in the wallet, or that he would have a condom in his pocket. He would carry it. You would hope that the girl would have a condom in her purse. Well, if girls weren't carrying their purse, right, because they didn't want to, you know, be a target of somebody who would mug them, or they didn't want to spend any money, who's carrying the condom? Who's carrying it? And then you got the package. You got to open it up. What if it falls on the ground? A lot of you just use it. No, 3-second rule does not apply to a condom. Remember, there's lubricant on it. It's sticky. So I think there's a lot of reasons why people don't use condom. Plus, if they break, some of them, by the way, are pink. Why is the condom pink? A guy's not going to want to put anything on him that's pink. Most guys wouldn't. So what are you guys doing out there? But the idea of, you know, they were talking about over the weekend how they need to make condom use less awkward, where applying a condom has to be less awkward for people. Isn't a lot of sex and sexual positions awkward already? I mean, I hear what some of you guys do. And you would think that while asking to do that certain position or rearranging the furniture in the living room in order to make that position happen, You would think you had plenty of time to put the condom on. It's laziness, people. It's laziness. People don't want to stop and put on the condom, which is why they may have to come up with something where, I don't know, it has to self-sterilize. Maybe it's like a flap that you sew on to the pelvic area and you just flip it over when you need to use it. Flip it out when it's back and it just stays sewed on. It's probably going to have to be something. And I'm not blaming just the men. Women are lazy too. Everybody is so ADD. Nobody wants to stop and do anything. Nobody wants to stop and cook their food. They want fast food. Nobody wants to wait for a letter. They want it by email. Even direct deposit. You know, companies, they don't want to wait for the check. They're like, direct deposit. Just direct deposit the funds. Send it directly to us. Nobody wants to wait. And so the problem we have is people don't want to wait to put on a condom. So, I mean, if they could actually think of a way to do it, you know, God bless them. But I think the big part of it is laziness. People don't want to stop and wait. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Another thing that's not waiting are these sinkholes. A new sinkhole has opened up in the same Central Florida town where a man was swallowed and killed in February. This is an 8-foot wide, 10-foot deep hole discovered between two houses in Sefner, Florida. Apparently, Hillsborough County Fire Rescue and Code Enforcement officials set up a perimeter around the town, less than 2 miles. This was where Jeff Bush had been swallowed and killed by a sinkhole. Officials told WTSP that the new sinkhole does not pose a threat, but they did evacuate the residents. They say so far this year, three sinkholes have been reported. You know, one thing I've told you I've noticed with Florida is, you know, as I fly over, we go to Florida a lot, it doesn't look like land and then water surrounding it. It looks like the land is just in the water. I mean, when you look at the Everglades, etc., it looks like it doesn't look like you have land and then the water respects the land. It looks like the land is floating on top of the water. They say sinkholes are made over time as acidic rainwater eats away at underground limestone, forming cavities. So they're not saying it really has to do with the low sea level. But to me, if the land does not have deep roots into the earth, I would, you know, I would just think that's what would cause it. Again, I'm not a geologist. So they say the acidic rainwater eats away at underground limestone, forming cavities. Cavities, the unique subsurface structure of limestone, mineral deposits, and flowing water underground. There we go. Make it susceptible to sinkhole formation. That's it. Since most of Florida looks like it sits on water.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it. Now, get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing I want to talk about this segment is de-extinction. Many of you guys have been hearing in the news that they're thinking about bringing back extinct animals, okay? Apparently, let me see which conference that this happened at. There was last week a conference hosted by National Geographic and TEDx where scientists and conservationists discussed the possibility of creating extinct animals from ancient DNA. I mean, they're finding the ancient DNA, right? We're finding skeletons. We're finding fossils. Why not? They could do it. They have the DNA. But do we think we want to? This is that whole Jurassic Park theme. You know, what happens if you reintroduce an extinct animal into a time period when they really shouldn't have been brought back? And, for example, like animals and dinosaurs, do we really want animals and dinosaurs together? Now, they say dinosaur DNA is too old. So the DNA, since it degrades, they say right now, probably to quell our fears, that there's not enough dinosaur DNA to do that, okay? But what they are doing is they're looking at the newly extinct animals. Animals who have been extinct for thousands of years
rather than millions of years. And they discussed 24 different animals that they would want to de-extinct. Scientists discussed the ethics of bringing back these species, whether or not it would be desirable. I guess the main factors that they would have to look at, like, would this hurt humans? Would it not? I don't know if I have the list of the animals they would want to bring back. I think one of it was like one of these war type pigeons. I don't know, but they haven't been extinct for a while. We still have, I thought. I mean, that was from the 1940s. But, I mean, do we want to bring back old animals? Okay. Now, I know some people are thinking, okay, well, what about the black rat? The black rat, I guess, is an extinct DNA donor, and they use its genetic cousin, the brown rat, as the surrogate mother. If the created black rat doesn't look and behave like a black rat instead of the brown rat, they will rethink the process. Now, some of you are like, do we really want rats? What about the mammoth? Okay, the mammoth would basically be raised by elephants and make a DNA baby, have an elephant bear it, and then see if the mammoth acts like an elephant or a mammoth. Do we really want mammoths back? Now, some people are thinking, well, wait a second, won't this help curb hunger? Why don't we make animals, we keep them confined, and then we use them for food? Well, I mean, you know, we always hear of these animals outsmarting humans. Unfortunately, there was a girl that was killed, I guess, feeding a lion in, I'm trying to think of the story. It happened in California last week or 2 weeks ago. You have animals that outsmart humans. I mean, look at Siegfried and Roy. Siegfried and Roy has been working with tigers for years, and still Roy Horn got attacked by his tiger. Animals are unpredictable, just like humans. I mean, you think you know humans, and here's humans going on shooting sprees, killing their kids, doing crazy things, okay? You know, there's nothing predictable about a living species, okay? I don't care, all right? Well, what about bacteria and viruses? They could still mutate. Nothing predictable, 100%. I think we could all agree on that. And so my worry is, you think you're encaging these animals. You think you're, if an animal doesn't know what a barbed wire fence is, you know, they're going to probably try to go through a barbed wire fence. I mean, what we think in today, 2013, doesn't necessarily become relevant to an animal species that was designed thousands upon thousands of years ago. So I think the idea of bringing back a de-extinct animal or an extinct animal is cool. I just don't know if it's something we really need to do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had called in asking about baby aspirin. You take baby aspirin every day to thwart heart disease, stroke, etc. Well, a study just recently out of Canada said many people are taking aspirin when they don't need to be. Okay, the study out of the University of Alberta looked at 900 people over the age of 50 who were taking aspirin to prevent heart attack or stroke. They say some people probably never had an event and may never have an event. Mike Kobler, associate professor of family medicine at the University of Alberta. Basically, why do we take aspirin? Well, we take aspirin if we're at high risk for heart disease because aspirin is anti-clotting. If you have a piece of plaque break off in your coronary artery and start causing a clot, aspirin is anti-clotting. So hopefully you'll live long enough for blood to get through to the heart and live long enough to get to the hospital where they could then do the fancy schmancy clot breakers and allow you to live. So many of us pop an aspirin, but some of us don't qualify for that aspirin. We're allergic to aspirin. Our liver, our kidneys can't take it. The aspirin could cause stomach upset, bleeding, etc. So, scientists are kind of looking at who should we be telling people to take the aspirin or not. Many people that don't have health care, don't see a doctor, they just do it on their own. They go, if I can't afford to go to a doctor, I better then pop the aspirin. The study looked at 40% of those surveyed who did not suffer from heart disease, but were popping an aspirin pill each day to prevent heart attack or stroke. They found more patients were taking it for primary cardiovascular prevention, even if they never had a heart attack or stroke, as opposed to secondary. Secondary prevention is once you have a heart attack or stroke, you try to prevent it, from happening again.
primaries for healthy people saying, I just want to take it so I don't get a heart attack or stroke. They said they found that the patients who had heart disease, just over 60% were taking the aspirin. So they think the people that should be on aspirin should be on it more. People that don't need to be it maybe take less. Apparently in Canada, 4 million people they think could be taking aspirin for no reason. Now, you notice America doesn't make too big a deal about this because aspirin is cheap. Okay? Right? With Obamacare coming around the bend, they're more worried about us and our expensive procedures. But I do have to admit, I think a lot of people are doing things over the counter because they think they should or they read it somewhere. And they're not doing it. I'm sorry. They're not doing it like get a good night's sleep. They're not doing it because they actually sat down with their doctor and they came up with a plan. Now, my father is one of those examples. He took an aspirin a day, still dropped out of a heart attack. His cholesterol wasn't that bad. His diabetes was in good control. He took an aspirin a day, still died of a heart attack. So somebody can make an argument, well, this aspirin doesn't really prevent heart attack. It's just something you should take as secondary prevention. Once we know you have a heart attack, which doesn't make a lot of sense to the average person or me, I mean, if it can help prevent a second heart attack, why not have it help prevent a first? I mean, so, yeah, it would make sense to take an aspirin a day. But, you know, I think we put too much into the aspirin. And I think what could be going wrong is people say, I don't have to go to the doctor. My father was one of them. I don't have to get my heart checked. I take my aspirin a day. Well, no, the aspirin a day doesn't do jack diddly squat if you have full-blown coronary artery disease. So if it gives people a false sense of security, that's a problem. And I know some of you are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you just want people to go to the doctor and spend money so you can tell them to take something they already know. No, it's not that. But if, and many of you are not going to the doctor because you're popping an aspirin and you think that popping an aspirin is enough and could substitute your going to the doctor, you could have a gruesome awakening. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, a study came out saying too many people are getting their blood pressure checked. Huh? I thought not enough of us were getting our blood pressure checked. So a study came out saying too many people are diagnosed with high blood pressure falsely and could be unnecessarily being put on medication. Now, my problem with that is if your blood pressure rises and spikes, to me, that's important. That needs to be looked at because a rising spike in blood pressure, as I've said many times on this show, can cause stroke, heart disease, multi-infarct dementia. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. And so my recommendation is make sure you get checked and identify if you do get those spikes. We talk about white coat hypertension all the time. Many people say white coat hypertension, you don't have to treat. The reason why the blood pressure is up is because they saw a white coat. Well, if seeing a white coat makes your blood pressure rise, then seeing boobies could make your blood pressure rise, right? Seeing legislation passed that upsets you can make your blood pressure rise. Seeing a power bill or your sanitation bill can make your blood pressure rise. If we catch your blood pressure rising just casually coming into the doctor, my guess is your blood pressure rises a lot at home. And no, white coat hypertension, to me, has to be looked at and addressed. I never put a person on blood pressure medication unless I think they have a blood pressure issue, period. Plus, if it is borderline, I make you go home and check your blood pressure. You check your blood pressure at home. But they're saying more frequent testing causes false positives. All right, guys, we got more news. Smoky pot causes you to be addicted to nicotine. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored. And the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-sized bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Coming up, I want to talk about the stolen viral vial. Pretty scary stuff. But for those of you celebrating, we got Lent. We got Passover. I'm pretty proud of you guys. You know, picking something to give up, right, for Lent. Passover, doing without anything with yeast or oats. Pretty difficult stuff. I celebrate Passover. That's a tough one. You know, I don't like it very much. It's pretty constipating. I was listening to one of the commercials that plays during my show, the Squatty Potty. I guess it's an apparatus that helps you poop. I don't know much about it. I need to talk to them. But, you know, many of us, we don't sit properly when we poop. I think we covered this one day about a year and a half ago. We were talking about standing, where the proper position to poop is standing. Only in the last couple centuries did we come up with a potty. But for the most part, I guess standing is one of the best ways to poop. The reason why I'm thinking about this now is when you go through Passover and you have to do without the grains, you end up getting pretty constipated. And for those of you that ever did the Atkins diet, you know what I'm talking about. When you, you know, do without carbs, you get extremely constipated. It gets pretty miserable. And then to add insult to injury, they make you eat the matzah. And the matzah is unleavened bread, but it's not bread by any means. It's these crackers. So I'm kind of worried about it. And so if I sound a little grumpy over the next week or so, 8 days, you'll know why. It's because I can't poop. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say a vial of easily weaponized virus goes missing in Texas. Apparently, this was taken and could very easily be used as an aerosol from medical, not aerosol like to clean the house, but an aerosol type weapon from a medical research facility in South Texas. This is according to an official at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston. They say a quarter of a teaspoon of frozen viral material went missing, according to the University of Texas Medical Branch President David L. Callender. They say the virus is an exotic strain from South America called Guanarito, which can cause a life-threatening condition that causes fever, convulsions, and hemorrhaging. They say the disease is usually spread to humans from rodent feces or urine, and this was looked at in a 2008 study published in the journal Virology. It apparently kills 23% of the people it affected. Apparently, it affected 618 Venezuelan hosts between September 1989 and 2006, killed 23% of them. The CDC considers the Guanarito virus to be a biosafety level 4 risk and its most elevated level due to its potential to be weaponized by terrorists as an aerosol. Now, the labs that store this material are supposed to be, you know, I guess, from what I understand, really have this under some good protection. Okay? They say this is the first time that any vial containing a selected agent has been unaccounted for. According to Calendar, the CDC was notified immediately, and the university simultaneously began a rigorous process to ensure the safety of its researchers, employees, and the community. The University of Texas Medical Branch has confirmed that there was no breach in the facility security and no indication that any wrongdoing was involved. They think, you know, it could pose a risk if somebody stole it on purpose, but they don't think somebody did that. Now, when I was doing research in college, the freezer was open, and there was a variety of specimens in these little baby aliquot closed jars. And I hope to high heaven they were labeled. I never asked because I was scared to death to ask, because what had happened is I had tripped. And when I tripped, I fell. And it was like one of those big meat freezers, like those big, you know, on the floor models, but basically waist level, the opening. So when I fell into halfway the freezer. My hand and arm hit these little stacks of these samples, and they flew all over the lab. Now everything was closed, but everything was now out of order. And I guess the research assistant told me to get the hell out of there because the doctor would be absolutely furious if he saw what I did. So the research assistant said, look, I'm going to get these back in order. Make sure nothing opened up. So I'm like, okay, whew. But it's really easy to make a mistake in the lab. And you almost wonder, did somebody spill something? Just clean it up. And it's missing. They don't see a breach of security, so it doesn't sound like somebody broke in. But now with this article being out there, people are probably, you know, bad guys are probably going, huh, we could just break into a university. Why not figure out what they're studying? It's very easy to find out about the grants. Isn't that public knowledge? If you study, if you apply for a grant from the government, isn't it public knowledge? Or if you're a public university? So now somebody could just figure out and it's, you know, just break into a university. I mean, universities aren't built like banks. That's pretty scary stuff. So I hope this opens our eyes to what we need to do. Now, according to USA Today, reports are warning. Two different government reports are raising concerns about the risks posed by labs experimenting with dangerous germs that have the potential to be used as bioterror weapons. They say the U.S. is at increased risk for accidents at laboratories conducting research on these bioterror germs, like anthrax, because federal officials have failed to develop national standards for lab design. construction and operation. They could come up with a half-assed bill like Obamacare, but they can't come up with something that will help our security. This is according to a report to be released today by the Government Accountability Office. They had asked for these standards 3 years ago. Meanwhile, another recent government audit has found significant failures by federal officials to detect security and safety violations during inspections of bioterror labs. Apparently, the undetected issues included the transfer of anthrax and plague to an unauthorized facility and allowing workers at multiple research facilities to remain on the job with expired security risk assessments. Okay, I mean, we all saw what happened at Fort Hood. Okay, you need to, whenever we're dealing with something that can affect national security, you need to always be on top of these things. I mean, we all saw 24, right? As a result, they say there is increased risk of misuse of selected agents and the potential for serious security violations going undetected. Now, of course, we were concerned because ever since 2001, we had those anthrax letters. Remember those anthrax letters? It actually, that did kill 5 people, sickened 17. And I guess a scientist at an Army biodefense lab was later implicated. So you could have people that just go rogue. Now, the USDA inspection program officials said they disputed many of the author's findings, saying it was unduly alarming, the language, etc. But here we are today, missing a vial of some nasty virus, okay, or part of a viral. I don't think anybody is overdoing it. I don't think you could ever be overprepared, okay? I understand it costs money to reevaluate and do risk assessment, but I think it would cost a lot more money if we had a bioterrorism outbreak. The USDA and the CDC share responsibility for inspecting numerous individual labs at 350 government, academic, commercial organizations. These guys are registered to work with dangerous germs and toxins. I mean, we still need to study. You can't say, okay, well, then why are we studying them? If we're studying them, somebody could get to them. Well, that's the same thing with guns. You know, how do you outlaw guns? Bad guys are going to get the guns. Okay, just like not studying bioterror, you need to. You need to study everything that's out there, but it needs to be in a secure facility. All right? Anyway, they say inadequate and lax inspection practices of USDA raise additional concerns about their ability and independence to conduct effective inspections of CDC's labs. So basically, we're going to be caught with our pants down. We need to get our acts together. And some of the stuff that they're looking at is stuff that we have no idea about. But somebody else could. And the people that know about it could actually be the people working there. So if we don't want anthrax to happen again, we need to get a clue. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, what about the sequester? I don't really know what's going on with the government and the sequester. All I know is we've been paying taxes for years, and something hasn't been going right with our money. So I don't know what. Maybe they're using it for Air Force One, but I would rather they put some of the money that the Obama administration gets to take for their vacations to maybe protecting our bioterroristic studies and samples. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook. So smoking pot could lead to nicotine addiction. One of you always argue that, some of you always argue that, look, if I smoke pot, I'm not going to die of lung cancer. And believe it or not, in your defense, we don't see as many lung cancer patients in our people who smoke exclusively pot. But, okay, the trick to that statement is exclusively pot. Many people that smoke pot smoke regular cigarettes. And they say smoky pot can actually increase your risk of addiction to nicotine. So if you, let's say, are just exclusively pot smoking, then you decide, all right, I'll try a cigarette. According to this study, you will become more addicted to nicotine than a person who never smokes pot prior to smoking. Apparently, in this study, researchers exposed mice to the THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the active ingredient in the marijuana. And then they gave other rats a placebo for 3 days. Then they attempted to train the mice to self-administer nicotine, which would be delivered into their blood when they poked their little noses through a hole in the cage. Mice don't always learn how to do this. Apparently, the successful ones learn how to get their own nicotine, who are motivated if they get a fix. So they said, according to the study, the mice exposed to the THC, 94% learned how to self-administer the nicotine versus 65% of the mice who had been exposed to the placebo. Kind of a lot in terms of the placebo aspect of the study. In addition, they say the THC-exposed mice were willing to work harder to get the nicotine, performing up to 17 nose pokes for that dose of nicotine compared to 11 nose pokes in the placebo group. They say it's more common for people to smoke cigarettes before trying marijuana, but a substantial number of cases, people are using marijuana before they smoke regular cigarettes. Then they find out they like it and they're more, I guess, prone to smoking cigarettes. So they say, according to this journal article in the Neuropsychopharmacology, a history of cannabis exposure might have lasting effects and increase the risk of becoming addicted to nicotine. Remember, the study was done in mice, not humans. But I always tell you and try to prepare you that nicotine in and of itself can be carcinogenic, because nicotine paralyzes the cilia in your bronchial tree, and the cilia is what spews out pollutants that you get. And so if the nicotine paralyzes the cilia, stuff can now just come in and get into your bronchial tree. So it's very important to avoid nicotine, which is why some of you guys that smoke pot claim it's healthier than cigarettes. My only problem is the memory loss, the lack of reflexes, etc. And so they would probably have to do a study of looking at who died smoking, who died just smoking pot. But since a lot of people that smoke pot smoke both, it's hard to delineate that. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Medical headlines, they discussed how children are being given solid foods way too early. Okay, they want parents to wait 4 months, even 6 months if they can, until they start introducing solid foods. But 40% of parents don't do this, and they can put their kids at risk for childhood obesity, celiac disease, where they don't tolerate certain proteins and wheat, diabetes, and eczema. Basically, a lot of these parents, babies cry, they seem to be hungry, so parents will feed them more, try to get them to sleep longer at night. You need to really wait till they're 4 months old. I never introduce cereal or rice cereal till they're 4 months old. And also, I discussed how kids have this thrust reflex, where it doesn't necessarily mean they're hungry, but they like to do tongue thrusts. So, tongue thrusts will actually push food out. It's a reflex if the baby's not ready for it, and moms and dads will still push it. But babies also have a sucking reflex where they do it to soothe themselves. So you think the baby's sucking on a bottle hungry, and they don't realize they're getting full. So you want to feed them slowly. You want to feed them at intermittent times. I would rather, instead of feeding them 3 times a day, feed them throughout the day every couple hours, but a little bit. Let them get full. Prevents colic, prevents them from having GI issues, and it will hopefully prevent the need from you wanting to feed them solid food before they're too early. Now, 1-877-DOCDALI, apparently salt has been now linked to autoimmune diseases, not just stroke, not just heart disease. According to the CDC, they think that this could actually be putting us at risk for multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, thyroid disorders, lupus, and even type 1 diabetes. Autoimmune diseases are diseases that fight your body. So you could fight your pancreas and then it doesn't produce diabetes, it doesn't produce insulin. It could fight the nerves in your body. It could fight the joints. It could fight your thyroid. So they think that salt could be what's causing this. Remember I told you there's this new type of diabetes I'm seeing in young people where they were never diabetic and then all of a sudden they have a rapidly progressive diabetes. They're only in their 20s, for crying out loud, and then they eventually need to be on insulin. And it makes you think that something is affecting their pancreas. Well, what is it? Is it the high salt foods when they're teenagers? Is it a virus? What is it? So they say the salt link is still being studied in humans, but what they did find is salt in mice stimulates an overproduction of a certain type of immune cell that could be related in autoimmune disorders. Now, we know that autoimmune disorders are more on the rise. Maybe it's because we're outliving heart attacks, so we're older now. But, you know, multiple sclerosis kind of hits people young. Lupus can hit people young. So what is going on? We do know our salt intake has increased. We have seen that. So, you know, my recommendation is don't add extra salt and avoid the eating out as much as possible. Try to cook your food. There's ways to season your food, garlic, oregano. Now, what do we have in our house? Garlic, salt, onion, salt. We got to stop that. Okay, just onions are very seasoning. And also the marinade. There are things you could do to marinate that really work. But again, we're so ADD, we're so quick to want to make our dinner, make our food, that we don't take the time to marinate. Marinate your food so you don't have to salt it or season it when you're done cooking. Okay? Bread is still the number one source of sodium for Americans. Your bread. I remember one time I had a piece of challah, egg bread. And it was the most delicious challah. And the reason why is because somebody salted it. Somebody put salt on it. Damn, does salt taste good? I know it, but bread already has plenty of salt. One thing we also talked about is how coffee could protect against liver disease in people who drink alcohol, especially men. What they did is they studied the GGT level, which is the gamma-glutamyl transferase enzyme. They studied this in Finnish men and women, and they found that men who drank about 24 drinks a week, which is 3.5 drinks a day roughly, had higher levels. But when they drank coffee, 5 or more cups of coffee a day, they found the level to go down, almost a 50% reduction. Now, somebody could say, well, yeah, if they had to drink 5 or more cups of coffee a day, they had less time to drink alcohol. All right, you got a point. You got a point. But, no, they're saying those that drink that much. So there may be something now to coffee. Now, we spent a good amount of time in the first part of the show discussing liver enzymes, why liver enzymes rise, what's the reasoning for it. We talked about a variety of types, reasons, diabetes, medications, alcohol, viruses, a variety of things can cause your liver enzymes to rise. But alcohol is a biggie. And alcohol could cause fatty liver, could cause diabetes, could cause liver cirrhosis, could cause liver disease, liver damage, and death. So that's why we're very, very emphatic about asking you to cut back on the booze. But the idea that coffee may be a little protective, I mean, we need to figure out a lot more to this coffee thing. We're seeing those who drink a lot of cups of coffee seem to do better. Why? Is it that they're taking in fluids? Is it because they're drinking less alcohol? Is there something to the coffee bean? What is it? I mean, we know cocoa. We know chocolate helps prevent stroke. We know that. I mean, you know, there's a lot more to what we have surrounding us. I just don't know how you get 5 cups of coffee a day without raising your blood pressure too much. All right, guys, cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow. Make sure you follow me on Twitter and on Facebook. Got a great show planned tomorrow, 9 to noon Pacific time tomorrow live. Don't go away. Or, I mean, if you can go away. Be safe. God bless. Bye.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com.
LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.